Welcome to Cutthroat Kitchen. Are you ready to play?
Oh, my God.
No.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line celebrated chef and restaurateur. You've seen him on Guy's Grocery Games, Chop, Tournament of Champions, a fan favorite on Top Chef, and now the star and host of one of the most anticipated and certainly ruthless shows on Food Network with Cutthroat Kitchen, Knives Out, the one and only Chef Brian Malarkey. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great. It's great to have you. So, Chef, Cutthroat Kitchen, Knives Out, you got great personalities on the contestant side, extreme resourcefulness needed. The chefs also have to be at least seriously situationally devious, right?
For you? Yeah, 100%.
Share the overview for the show. Like, how do they play and how do they win?
All right, so they walk onto the set. I give them each $25,000. And with that money, they're going to be able to buy opportunities for themselves. They're going to be able to sabotage their fellow chefs. And whoever has the best dishes over the two rounds, that's the winner. And however much money they have in their bank account at that point, that's theirs to take home. So the idea is, do you spend all your money and just try to get the victory and your pride? Or do you hold on to your money and try to survive all the sabotages and all the chaos that I throw at you and try to take as much money home as possible?
It's a moral crossroad right there. Now, for you personally, you have done it all. You've been a judge, competitor, contestant, host. Does this show make you kind of want to get back into that mix, thinking maybe, oh, here's what you need to do, or I would have done it that way? Or are you thinking this is crazy? The safest place to be is here on the host side.
Oh, no, I am chaos. I love this. This is what I'm, they call me shenanigans on the Food Network. I'm still competing. I haven't hung up my hat yet. So I'm still playing the games. But on this show, I am the ringleader, and I am throwing everything I have learned and everything I hate at these chefs to really put them through the ringer on my show.
These aren't real situations. Well, I don't know. You know, in the kitchen, things can get crazy.
No.
But you have to be resourceful. But some of this stuff never happens. They can't be prepared.
Oh, no, it does. In my mind, I make it. I firmly believe there's a practicality to every situation. Have you ever been at your house and go, I don't have anything good in my fridge. The only thing I have is some stuff in my freezer, but it won't thaw out in time. Well, I put these chefs through that exact same situation. I froze everything. I froze their produce. I froze their citrus. I froze their beef. I froze everything. And then I gave them 30 minutes to make me a dish. And you will learn how you can defrost stuff very, very quickly and cook it. So I'm actually doing all of this stuff for the home viewer so they learn how to overcome those obstacles they face in their day-to-day lives.
Oh, man. It's teachable moments, right? Chef, you're doing the people's work, right?
I'm doing the people's work. Like, imagine you have no gas, but you're hungry. What are you going to do? There's another situation I threw at them. I'm putting these things out there to make you at home a better chef.
Oh, I love, so not just entertainment, right? You're like improving people's lives at the same time. And some of the very best in the business on the judge side for this season, you got Manit, Scott Conant, Iron Chef, Alex Garnaschelli, RD, Jeff Tila. You know, these judges, you know, so I know every single one of these people, and they are not all the same on the tough or mean scale. Do they have some sympathy for it? How do you wrangle that? And like, who's the best judges so far?
Watch this. They don't get a no. They don't know what I've done to these chefs.
No.
They don't know what these chefs have done to each other. They're just eating four plates and just deciding which one tastes great. I give them a parameter, a great Italian meal. They have to eat four dishes and tell me which one's the best Italian meal. They don't know that they didn't get to use saute pans. They don't know that they had to cook in a snowstorm. They don't know what happened. Oh. So all they're doing is judging, and they don't even know whose plate is whose plate. So it's so legit. It's so much fun. And I'm telling you, it helps me sleep at night knowing I'm not that evil, because these are crazy practical situations. When was the last time you were up camping and you couldn't build a fire, but you had to make food, you know? So these are things that you need to know at home.
I love it. All right. Who comes up with the challenges, the sabotages? You sound like you could do that. You could definitely draw up some nasty ones, like hot dog rollers, hatchets. I mean, it's just mean.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely amazing. It's so fun. And we didn't want to make it, seriously, we didn't want to make it kind of like some of the other shows where it's just so absolutely impractical. You have to use snacks to make a dish. You have to use that. These are things that, you know, maybe you or maybe somebody else in your house will want to try at home. But we have a team of devious, very, very interesting people that come up with some silly, crazy, fun games for these chefs to try to survive.
Well, people love you on the TV side for you. It's a great opportunity to showcase your personality and TV talents. But in the restaurant world, you know, you've been walking that walk successfully for a long time. San Diego, incredible weather, but I think maybe underappreciated on the food scene nationally, but great stuff happening there. I was friends with Mike Harden, you know, from Hodad's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I live in OB. I live right up the hill from Hodad's.
Before we let you go, just a little background and share a little bit about San Diego and why it should be a great destination food-wise for people.
Well, we have the weather, yes, and our food scene is getting much better, so much better that I'm actually going to be in Chicago in a couple weeks to go to the James Beard Awards because one of the chefs I'm so fortunate to work with, Tara Monson from our restaurants Anime and our French restaurant Le Coq, she has been nominated for her second James Beard Award. So we're coming out there to cheer her on and hopefully get that James Beard because nobody in San Diego has ever won a James Beard Award. We're due, and she is it, and she's Filipino, and she is crushing it. Those two restaurants alone are worth the trip to San Diego, but we have great, great, talented chefs showing up down here in San Diego, so now you get the surf, and you get the turf, my friend.
You're doing a little, sort of like the Visitor and Tourism Bureau, you're doing a little bit of work there. We'll have her in Chicago, James Beard Award, that happens right here. I'll be on the red carpet. We'll definitely highlight that as well. But for now, people cannot wait. Coming up with the premiere May 13th, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. here in Chicago on the Food Network. So, Chef, give information how people can keep up, maybe social media with the show. We'll have links up at WGN Radio, but where can people keep up?
It's all at the Food Network. Ground Control is Food Network. Follow their social media. Follow my social media, Brian Malarkey. And you will be able to see behind the scenes. You'll be able to see me prepare what I would have done in that competition. Because everybody needs a Monday morning quarterback. You know, like, oh, I would have done this. I would have done that. Uh-huh. So after having seen it all, I recreate what I would have done in that dish, and I'd love to find out what you would have done at home also.
Love it. We always making great TV too, Chef Brian Malarkey. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks at the James Beard Awards, and let's bring it home for Tara Monson and San Diego.
Woohoo!